Chapter 8 One Infinite Whole. I can of mine own self do nothing. John 5, verse 30. As a personality or individuality of mine own self, I am nothing. Losing the sense of many selves in the mighty and luminous realization of infinite being as one consciousness, all-inclusive, we shall be set free from any problem confronting us. For it is certain no problem can exist in the one consciousness which is God. We may now clearly understand the first command, Thou shalt have no other gods, minds, lives, students, beings, selves, individualities, before me, the one infinite whole. We should acknowledge love and serve the one consciousness as the only selfhood there is. Only then shall we be able to fulfill the second command, love thy neighbor as thyself. The infinite indivisible self is our only neighbor. Thus, if anyone wishes our help, he will receive it if we but eliminate him as an independent or individual self and see and acknowledge the fullness, completeness, wholeness, security, and perfection of the one infinite and indivisible selfhood as all of him. For those who are not yet fully persuaded to make the full surrender of a self outside of God, this step may seem to be too great a one to take. Yet you can readily see that it was only when the Son wished an independent individuality of his own that he became a prodigal. And so are we prodigals until we accept the one mind and being as our own, and are ready and willing to be this and to disown any other. When the Son desired to return to the Father's house, or accept the divine consciousness as his very own, immediately he entered into the abundance, peace, glory, and joy which ever abides herein. And it is absolutely certain that when we take our place as the divine perfection, and nothing less, we too shall be filled with the fullness of all good. After he made his decision, and this time the right one, then he accepted the gift, the feast of love, filled to satiety. There is no way that we may be at one with the One except to cast aside our personal beliefs and be the One. Eliminating our false sense of individualities, the problems are eliminated also. We need not treat them, nor pray for deliverance from them, for such mental footsteps are practical only in the student position. Isaiah, when thinking of himself as a separate individual, said, I shall go softly all my years in the bitterness of my soul. When identifying himself with the one consciousness, he proclaimed, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Before me there was no God made, neither shall there be after me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Thus shall it be with every one of us, when we are willing to efface all thoughts of a selfhood apart from the One. Then shall we understand anew those soul-filled words, Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Through divine revelation, the final understanding will come to us that we are spirit. We are neither a human being, a material body, nor a separate individual. When we accept spirit to be the only substance, we shall comprehend these eternal words of the Christ. I and my Father are one. John 10, verse 30.